Welcome back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Council in the at-large race on the Republican ticket. My first candidate is John Prohaska. John, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, John.
So what do people need to know about you? Who are you and why are you running for Bartholomew County Council?
Well, I was born and raised in Bartholomew County. I basically spent 50 of my 56 years of my life here. Outside of school in a short stint when I was a teenager where we moved away, but then came back, of course. I basically raised my family here. I got married to my wife in 1991. We had four children who are now all adults and are married themselves. Two grandchildren here and two more on the way this year. And it's really important to me to make sure that Bartholomew County is as strong now as it is going to be as strong in the future as it is now, and I think I can help do that.
What do you do for a living, and you know, where would people know you from? Any organizations you're involved in?
Yeah, I spent the first 15 years of my career at Engle King Pattern here in town, which was a family business. We closed that business in 2001, and I've been working at Cummins and purchasing ever since. I've been heavily engaged in the community throughout the years in volunteer work. I worked with the William R. Laws Foundation. I was on the board of directors for the local chapter of the Alzheimer's Association when we had one here, and also led that as president of the board for a while. After that, I worked with the Red Cross as a board member, and for the last 8 years, I've been heavily engaged with the Harrison Township Volunteer Fire Company on the board, and the last 3 years leading that as the volunteer president. So I'm a firm believer in giving back to the community, and essentially this opportunity to help lead in as being part of the county council, I feel like I can add a lot of value. My experience, not only professionally, but with working with not-for-profits and helping to lead these organizations through issues that they face, I feel strongly that I can step forward now for the council and help lead Bartholomew County where it needs to be in the coming term.
When you talk about the role in the county council, obviously that's primarily financial.
Right.
Any thoughts on whether there's any spending cuts that need to be made, or do you see areas where we need increases? How are we doing?
No, I think essentially we're in a strong position financially as a county. One thing that I think we do need to tackle in the coming term is try to determine what to do with the surplus that we have. We have a rainy day fund that has basically grown to the point where it doesn't really need to be that large. We can't give that money back, from what I understand, directly to the taxpayer. But what we could do, there are two options basically. We can figure out what projects and needs in the county are there that we could spend down the rainy day fund on. Or maybe there's a potential for a tax rate decrease and over a extended period of time to ensure that no unforeseen expenses come up in the next several years, but at the same time giving that money back as a tax break possibly. Just some of my personal thoughts and something to look at if and when I get into office.
Do you have any sense of how big the rainy day fund should be? Or
I think probably around the $5 million level would be a good number. There was a lot of fear a number of years ago when insurance costs and claims were running very high. And the council, I know at that time from reading the newspaper and other news accounts, really had to juggle the balls in the air to make sure that the county was in a strong enough position to pay its bills. Those days, I think, are behind us. The insurance situation is stable. So I think we do need a rainy day fund for unforeseen things that happen. But I don't think it needs to be exceedingly large. I think it's doesn't behoove in the best interest of the taxpayer to have that much money sitting there idle.
So to my mind, one of the biggest changes in recent years in the county finances has been the adoption of the public safety income tax. Mm-hmm. that's being used to fund the jail.
Yes.
ASAP, the Alliance for Substance Abuse Progress, and I suspect the mental illness with Mental Health Matters efforts in the community.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of that taxing and what it's being used for?
Well, two things. I'm a strong supporter of first responders, and the Sheriff's Department is probably the largest budget item, I think, for the county. And I have a lot of respect for people who work in law enforcement and in the jail. It's a difficult job. It's a stressful job. And it's a dangerous job, and it's becoming even more so every day. Just recently, in the last 6 months, I believe it was, They gave raises to starting deputies to be competitive with the state police and other law enforcement agencies. And I think that was warranted. I think the people of Bartholomew County want the best, most qualified people to work in their law enforcement organization. And in order to do that, we have to pay a fair and equitable wage to compete. I think going forward in the future, I'm a strong supporter to support the first responders. I want to make sure that when they walk out the door every morning to go to work, that they come home safely. And I want to make sure that the county council gives them the funds that they need to do so. And then on your question about mental health, I have a close tie from a mental health perspective. My grandfather was Lowell Engelking, and back in the late 50s through the early 70s, he was one of the driving forces with Dr. Williams to help found Quinco Consulting here in Columbus. Which has become part of Centerstone since then. But so my family's always had a close tie with that. And I'm a firm believer that a lot of the issues that we have in the county and in the city essentially stem to or as a result, their problems cause mental health issues that people need help with.
Now, the county's obviously one of the main partners in the Alliance for Substance Abuse Progress mm-hmm. and in the mental health matters. I mean, would you be comfortable with the county funds going to help with mental health issues?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's underfunded at this point. And I think that's where the county, from a mental health perspective, or from a problem, helping people that are having problems, I think the biggest way the county can help is to provide better and more mental health services.
Any challenges ahead that you see coming down the road that people might not be aware of?
Yeah, I think so. I think the child service center, you know, it's 60 years old now. The building is in East Columbus, and it was originally built. It wasn't intended to serve the purpose that it is now. It's been remodeled over the years and improved. But essentially, at this point, it's at a end of life stage. The facility is. So I think really next year, starting this year, there's going to be a lot of work done in studying the issue. But essentially, next year, there's going to need to be some hard decisions made on what to do going forward from an investment perspective. I don't think remodeling the building is really wise use of the taxpayer money. I think we're really going to have to do a deep study and look at what services the county and the courts need for this type of center and determine using data whether or not we should essentially invest those funds and build a new center for ourselves, or should we build a regional center that we could possibly sign contracts with surrounding counties to help offset the costs of? Or three, do we not build a center? Do we just participate with another existing center somewhere in the surrounding county and essentially contract that service out to another youth service center that's local, that's semi-local in the surrounding county?
In the last few moments, do you have any thoughts or message for the voters as they're going out to make their decision on the Bartholomew County Council at large race?
Yeah, I really would appreciate all of your votes. I want you to know that I'll do the best of my ability to ensure that your tax money goes to the things that are most important for the growth and sustainability of Bartholomew County going forward. And again, I am from and always been part of Bartholomew County, and I have a vested interest myself, as well as my extended family who lives here. Thank you very much.
We've been talking with John Prochaska, who's running for the at-large race for Bartholomew County Council on the Republican ticket. You're listening to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 91 FM. Back in just a minute with more News and Views.